Aaron Simon, Shin Nun Ches, Sif Tes, finishing up Sif Tes, the Machaber says, Nizra Miut, if only part of it was planted with Zraim, with seeds, Imein Bo El Sasaim, Mutter, if it only has an area of Sasaim, then it's Mutter, Yosrim Sasaim, but more than Sasaim is going to be Aser. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that if there's the area that's planted, there's less than Sasaim, so then it's Mutter because the miut, that small area, doesn't have the ability to be mevatel the larger area, which is surrounded for dira purposes, and the miut itself, that small area itself, you would be allowed to carry in. But if the area is larger than sasaim, then it's going to be usser to carry in that area, because the miut is usser, since it has more than a sasaim area, and it's not mukav ledira, and the zraim then are mevatel, the mechitzas are no longer considered for dira purposes, and now the rest of the area, which is open to the karpif, is going to be a problem also, because it's pasuach uparitz to the zraim area, and this Mishnah Berurah that says this point is really what causes issues for arevs in general, that if we have a karpif in our area, in our community, which you're not allowed to carry in, and it's open to the rest of the community, it's open to the rest of the town, to something outside of that karpef, there's no mechitzas around the karpef, so then the area that we have is going to be considered to be parts to open to an area that is usher to carry in, and therefore the whole area would be usher. And even if you build an eruv around the community, it's going to be a problem if you have a karpef that is open and is not enclosed. This is a very important Mishnah Berurah for our purposes. The Be'er Halacha over here does bring the opinion of the Dvar Shmuel, who thinks that if the city is surrounded, then even if there's a karpif inside the city that's open to the rest of the area, it's not going to be a problem. But the Chacham Tzvi points out that this is not so pashat, and it could be it's only talking about if this city is actually walled, but just an eruv of a Tzuras Pesach would not be enough. And this is something that we'll summarize when we summarize at the end all the halachas of karpif. At the end of the siman, so we'll come back to this very important Mishnah Berurah and Be'er Halacha. Sif Yud, Mishi Yishol Gina B'Chatzero, if someone has a garden of a flower bed in their Chatzer, Imhu Rov HaChatzer, if it's the majority of the Chatzer, so the majority of the Chatzer is covered by a garden, a flower bed, Afilu Ein Ba'ela Beis Asayim, Lo Yitalt Mimenu Imen Chatzer Labayis, so then even if it's only an area of Beis Asayim, you're not allowed to carry in that area, and you can't carry from the chatzer to the house. Vimhu yosum sasayim, if it's greater than the yasasayim, lo yitalto ba uvechatzer ela barba amos, then even within that area, you can't carry in it, because it will be considered to be a karmelis on its own. So again, if it only has a Beis Asayim or less, so then you'd be allowed to carry in that area, but you couldn't carry from there to the house. Because since it ruins the hekif of the dira, so then the whole chatzer is considered to be a karpef. But if it's more than sasayim, so then it's going to have the status of a karmelis, and you're not going to be allowed to carry in it at all. V'im hi miyut ha-chatzer, if it's the less than half of the area of the chatzer, mashi yesh ba yosem b'ri sasayim osar kol ha-chatzer, then if the flower bed is more than a sasayim, it's going to osar the rest of the area. V'im yesh ba sasayim o pachos, but if it's less than a sasayim, osar lahotzim en alabayis, then you just can't carry from there to the house. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that in this sif, what's going on here is really the same thing as we learned about a karpef, meaning we already learned all these halachas about a karpef and the different sizes of a karpef, but now it teaches the din again in terms of a chatzer to tell us that just as zra'im make it such that it's no longer considered a karpef that is walled for dira purposes once you have a flower bed in there, so too, when it comes to a chatzer, it's going to no longer be called surrounded walls for dira purposes if you put zraim in a chatzer. We don't say that, well, a chatzer is used more than a karpef, so therefore zraim aren't going to ruin the area of a chatzer. No, just like it ruins a karpef, it'll ruin a chatzer. There are some who quote this Dvar Shmuel again, that no, maybe a city is even more chashuv than a chatzer, and therefore the zraim wouldn't ruin it. But again, when we summarize these halachas in terms of a flower bed, in terms of what is it that actually makes it such that it's an area that's not used, so we'll see how it applies to our communities.